Somebody walked in to a blind center. So the manager of the place gets up, says to him, "How can I help you?" She says, "I've come to look at what you're doing over here, look at your wonderful work and everything that you do." She said, "Sure, no problem, come, I'll explain to you what we do over here." He said, "There are three types of people in the center. We have people that were unfortunately blind from birth. They were born blind. Then we have other people that unfortunately became blind during their lifetime. And then there's a third category. There's a third type of people that we have over here. And these are young children. Young children that unfortunately, lo aleinu, will become blind in the near future. They have some kind of disease, whatever it may be. And the doctor has told them it's only a matter of time till they come blind. And they're also in this center." So this person hears that. He says, "Wow, this is unbelievable. I need to hear about this. I need to see this for myself." So he says, "Can I please see the children that are about to become blind?" So he says, "Sure, come with me." Manager takes him over a certain place in the center. And he sees a big room over there. And there's a bunch of kids there on tables and chairs. And they're actually learning Braille. They're learning how to read Braille for later on in life. And it's an unbelievable thing, because he said, what they said to him there, he'll remember for a lifetime. A child got up and said, while there were tears streaming down his eyes, and said, "Did you ever see somebody that took a gun to his head? You realize to yourself, it's only a matter of time till he pulls the trigger." Said this child, "We're in the same situation. We have no idea when our eyesight will be taken away from us." This man at that moment wanted to tell them how everything's from Hashem and everything's good and everything's for our purpose, but his mouth was blocked. It just didn't work. Nothing came out. The words just didn't come. The man said the next morning when he made the bracha in Shachris Poikeach Ivrim to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his eyes, it took on a brand new meaning. He understood and he appreciated the eye that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem gave him. And that's, I think, something that we have to work on. To appreciate the eye that Hashem gave us to be able to see the most beautiful world, the colors, the designs, everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, we have the ability to see. Let's take that eye. Let's use that eye in the correct manner to look at the correct things. And that will be a true appreciation of that wonderful eye that Hashem gave us.